holding on the Ran. So the Ran, Dibri Maskel Hoka, the Isa of Hoka, the Isa, which is in the wide lines of the Ran at the bottom, about seven lines down. In that Ran, going into the Ran, three lines down, there's a dot, and he starts with the words, the Kasha Be'enai. So he finished explaining the Gemara, he has a question. It's like the point of the Gemara was that we wanted to prove the Shiloh, whether the Neder takes effect, and then the Hafora, Kondrabal Ezra, that you can put the Hafora in place, that it takes automatically removes her Nedorim, is it that it prevents it from being taking effect totally, or it takes effect, but then automatically it's Mevatel. So the Mora tried to bring a proof that Rabbi Eliezer said a Kaval Chaimer that we find that a person cannot be made for his own Nedorim, but he can make him a serious Moedah to prevent his Nedorim from taking effect. So by his wife, which he has the power to be made for, Kaval Chaimer, he has the power to prevent the Neder from taking effect. That was the Moor's Kalbal Chermer. The Moor says, you see that the Kalbal Chermer is telling me that it doesn't take effect at all. The Moor says, no, Hakadis of Hakadis. The Kashab Einai. So the Moor's Teretz was, no, he can make the Kalbal Chermer, even if you tell me that what happens by the net by Hafora is that it takes effect and then it's bottled. Because of Einai, the rest I don't understand. Beligmer nami mikal b'charmer d'tei shlo yichalu nidre ishto klal k'shem she'en cholin nidre atzmai. If you want to tell me that you have some compelling reason that Hafora can't take that Hafora can't prevent the Neder from mikal, the only way Hafora could work is that the Neder is klal and then it's automatically both. This arrangement of putting a Hafora in place beforehand, that when she makes the Neder, the Hafora will be effective, it has to work that first the Neder is Chal and is Batel. Okay. But if I don't have any compelling reason, this Kalva Chamber itself tells me that it should teach me that it's not Chal at all. But what's telling me? The person, no. You can't prove it from the language of the Braisa, because I can learn up in the language of the Braisa what it meant that it's Chal and it's Batel. Okay, fine. But doesn't the Kalva Chamber tell me? Forget about the language of the Braisa. But isn't the Kalva Chamber telling me that it's not Chal at all? That's what the Kalva Chamber is teaching me. And nearly the loymotzi the maiden hachi. You can't make that kalva chamer. Why? Because the nidrei atzmai, the logic behind nidrei atzmai, which allows the mysterious medor to work, is so. How does that work? Hanu taima teicha the astu meikara luchali klal. Mishum the kima the shachach tano b'shas nidrei. He made a declaration, I do not want any Nedorim anymore. Any Nedorim that I make should be bought. The way the Ram learned before, later on he makes a Nedor, so the declaration which he made before annuls and voids the Nedor he makes afterwards. It's all talking about a case where he forgot that he made this tonight. And therefore, had he remembered, he would not have made the Neder. So the Neder is intrinsically a Neder Tos, which does not need anything, doesn't need a Hatorah. It's intrinsically a Neder Tos, it's based on a mistake. He forgot that he made this tonight, he forgot that he doesn't want. And now if he would realize that, it would be Batel. So that's why it's Batel. So we understand that the root of the power of being over here, of making him a serious Mador and preventing his Neder from being Chal, is based on the concept of Neder Batos. Yeah. The Kalva Chamer can't transfer that to Nidre Ishtar. So if that's the root of the concept, there's no way to transfer that concept to Nidre Ishtar. I just want to point out that the Ran learns that the only way this mysterious Medar works is because when he made the Nedar afterwards in the future, he actually forgot about that. But had he been aware of it and made the Nedar, had he been aware of his mysterious Medar and made the Nedar anyway, he overrode the mysterious Medar. And the Nedar will be solved. Okay. I want to modify that. There is a concept of Mesiris Medar, which Rabbi Bishlam will get to in Bobasser's, the main place. If a person is being forced into a transaction, which he doesn't want to do, he doesn't want to sell, but the pressure being brought upon him by the people around him, the safety issues, they might beat him up, whatever it is, so they're forcing him to sell. So we're concerned about that there's a loch of tlu bezovin is zvina zvina. If a person's forced into a sale, his sale is still valid. So he doesn't want that. So he can go to Tuvayim before and say, listen, tomorrow they're going to make me make the sale. I don't want to make the sale. Being moister medor to you beforehand, that sale which I'm making tomorrow is bottom. Then the next day he makes the sale, he sells it, whatever it is, it's bottom. That's the loch, it's bottom. So that Mesiris Medar works because he specifically later on when he's doing it, he's really saying, I'm relying on that I'm not overriding what I said yesterday. I'm playing out what I said yesterday. I said yesterday I'm going to be forced to make a sale, which I don't want to do, but at the circumstances they're going to force me, they're threatening to beat me up.
But he can't say yes.
So over there, the Mesiris Medar, it's not an act of overriding the sale later on. Is not an act of overriding the Mesiris Medar. It's continuation of the Mesiris Medar. But here he made a Mesiris Medar. I don't want any Nedarim from now on. Then he makes an and he remembers the Mesiris Medar. He makes a Nedar. So how am I supposed to read that? That really, what's making? There's nothing making him make the Nedar. So why are you making the Nedar? Terence says, because you want a Nedar. So you just overrode your Mesiris Medar. If there be some compelling reason outside that the more has the cases of he's making a Nedar to protect his property, and he's saying, if what I say is not true, that all my property, everything should be also on me. As a way to prove that this is not true, or whatever it is, the more headless cases. So over there, we say he didn't mean it, but there's something forcing him to do it. So that would not be an override of Mesiris Medar. That would be playing out the Mesiris Medar. Listen, I don't want to do this. There's this outside thing forcing me to do something which I don't want, but I told you, yes, I really don't want this. Okay, fine. But that's not in the case of an editor. So the Ron says that the din of Mesiris Medar has to be a case where he forgot this tonight. Yes, what's your...
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
When you look at this, you don't say, oh, that's a big rock. You say...
Okay, now, Mashen came in the Easter, the Lekka the Memorachi. So, but by the wife, it doesn't work by making it into a toast. So, there's no way to say the same way by himself, the Nedar never takes effect. So similarly, by the Hafora of the wife, the Nedar never takes effect. That you can't learn from the Kalvah Karbon. Okay, so how do you learn anything from the Kalvah Karbon? If you can't learn that, because that's what the Kalvah Karbon is predicated on, so how do you learn? You're saying that Eliezer was arguing the Chomer wrong. The Chomer said you can't do this idea of making a four beforehand. Eliezer says, yes, you could. I'll prove it to you from Mesiris Medar. Yeah, that works because it's a toast. Over here, it's not a toast. So the Chomer right. So what's Eliezer's I could make the Kalvah Karbon. Why? We keep in the Benidri Atzmai, Ashikon, the Teusa, the Kami Nidri, Novat on the door of Karim Shiyodr. So the idea of Tos is Mavat prevents the Nedar from Micha. But so let him come after he made the net and say, you know, it was a toast. So he says, I'm sorry, sir, it doesn't work. Go to the Chacham and be matur it. So even though by declaring it's going to be a toz beforehand, when the netter is made, it's batal. But coming after the fact and saying it's a toz doesn't work. So the Ran, the kol netter shehu shmi nitar bePesach netter tozu. The idea behind the Pesach is, if you had realized this, would you have made the netter? The answer is no. Oh, so that means there was a mistake. So, and still we say you have to do it through the process of a chacham. You can't do it on your own. So I just told you that netter betos makes the netter nachal. And when you declare beforehand, it's a netter betos. But afterwards, it's not a netter, even though it's a netter betos, you can't do it yourself. So we see that once the netter is effective, it's much more chomer. And this idea of giving a set of a toast doesn't work. So now the Kal V'Chomer makes sense. But meanwhile, the Mali e Matzina the Meimar dila yada ma'ida asta mikara lohaya noider. Umali e Matzina the Meimar ilo yada haypisa the yada hashra lohaya noider. Dovah do achasi. They're both the same idea of a mistake. One is I'm saying I made a sinai. I don't want a neder. If I remember that, when I would never have made a neder. That's a mistake. And what's the passive, what's the heter of a passive? If when you made the netter, had you realized after you made the netter, the answer is no. So in both cases, the answer is no. It's a toz. I wouldn't have done it. And here, it's both automatically. Here, I have to go through a Torah. Because once the netter is chal, it's more chomer. So then the Kal V'Chomer is, if the husband can be made for the netter, which once it's chal, he can be made for the netter, even though it's very chomer, because you see that netter betos can't affect that. So Kal V'Chomer, he can have for sure work before the netter. So we're saying that even though this type of level of undermining of the netter doesn't work after the netter is gal, but it works beforehand. So the Kolshkein, the Baal,
when they're over 10 fucking,
the Medina, it makes sense. The name we should say the Mahu Gavna, the Mefer Lacha Shanadri Ishtoi, Tanisha Mefer in the Rab, Mefer Veileth, Lokala Mekora, Mefer Nami Ajali, Tadr, Shiokal, and Ubatalin, Kenirali. So I write to say Kal V'Chomer, the Baal, who has the power after the netter is effective to be mevatel the netter. So for sure he has the power before the netter is effective, if not to prevent it from being chal, that's an itch of toes, but that when it's chal, it should become batel automatically.
So what if toes?
Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara, Toshma, hold by the bottom Toshma on the page, the bottom Toshma on the page, six lines up. So Toshma, last word on the page, line. Amar lo Eliezer, the Chumash Sabbat Eliezer, Uma Mekva. Shema Lo Tzemeyim Mitumasan. Your Kal V'Chomer is wrong. I'll give you an example. According to your Kal V'Chomer, so mikvah, which is matar tuma, should prevent tuma from taking effect to start with, right? But that's not true. Mikvah is malas atzmeim mitumas. Mikvah removes the tuma, but eno matzal atahar min letame. The mikvah does not prevent the tumor from being chal to start with. So adam shein malus et tamei mitumasun. En adin jehu shelo yatzel ala taharim milatame. Okay, one second.
Is more than
They're saying
in another field you have to make them all.
I'm not sure what the case is referring to. I think it's referring to the din of
you're gonna have to give him one of the part hit or
there's a din of that a tumah which is excuse me. There's a din where a item of which is tor, which has been swallowed by a person and it's balua inside of the person, it's not become tame. So, the Adam Shein Amala is a Tamei Mitumasan. Eredin Shehu Shlo Yatzel on the Taharim and the Tamei. So, the Mikveh has the power to be Matar, but doesn't prevent Tumah from taking effect. A person who has no power being Matar, for sure, cannot prevent the Tumah from taking effect, but that's not true. So, based on your Kabbalah, or this is like a reverse of your Kabbalah Chaimer, but this is your Kabbalah Chaimer, that should be the din, but it's not true. So, you see that this parallelism of before to afterwards is incorrect. So, but the Gemara is comparing, the discussion here is whether the two ever becomes Tomei. So, the issue is can you connect from afterwards to before, and that it should never take effect. So, if we're going to draw a parallel to that, the case of Netter means it never takes effect. So, I'm going to look at it. The verse is okay, no. Ava Sefer.
I mean, we've got two cases here with the tumah. Do we need a second case? I mean, in other words, I guess the first part, doesn't it stand by itself as an argument against Rebbe?
That's a fair question. Well, maybe like this. Maybe the Kabbal Chaimer is even stronger. In other words, the Chachamim are making this Kabbal Chaimer. The point of the Kabbal Chaimer is to say that Eliezer's comparison Eliezer's Kabbal Chaimer that he made, that he paralleled before and afterwards, doesn't work. So we're left with that we have no right to Eliezer's din. We don't have any right against Eliezer's din. Right? It's a right that you can't make this parallel. If the Chachamim come along and say,
I owe my buyer.
When you say the second half, what you're saying, it comes out of Eliezer's logic is going to be come out to be against. It's worse than that when over riot to the din. The safer the end of the thought of the Chachamim, comparing to the case of the person with Tumah Blua, that is a raya against Rebbe Eliezer. That's because if it's Kabbal Chaimer is true, you'd end up with this halacha, which is against the halacha. You end up with this conclusion, which is against the halacha, that it's not matar, it doesn't prevent. I'm not sure. So Shmuel says, "Shami no lechayel." Shmuel says, "No, aim a safe." The Brisa continues and it says, "Amar lo liberally as it." In my bilin kli tome litayer, I have a keli which comes tome, so I'm a tire in the mikvah. So I have a better idea. Let's do insurance. Yatvilu kli tohor lechishiyatame litayer. Let's take the camel to the mikvah and be terrible them and say if mikvah can be mitaritum which is there already, kavacher it could prevent, it could give it a status of tahara to the point that it shouldn't become except tumba later on. It prevents the tumba from being chal, which.
Isn't that the case before? That we just had Mal Mikvah Shemala Satme. Difference being clear in person.
The case before was that the tumah touched the item in the mikvah. And the question was, will the mikvah, the moment of, let's say for argument's sake, tumma touches an item in the mikvah, and then the mikvah bursts and there's no longer 40 saw.
So is the item submerged? Or?
Submerged, it's in the mikvah. It's in the mikvah. And now tumma touches it.
While it's underwater.
And then the tumma disengages. But meanwhile, the mikvah, simultaneously with the moment of disengagement, the mikvah bursts and there's not 40 still to be matired. So there's nobody to be matired. The mikvah can't be matired after there's no mikvah anymore. Right? But the mikvah should prevent it from becoming tame. Never the tumah touched it, but the mikvah prevents tumah from taking effect. That's not the din. The din is a tame.
Sheretz biyada?
Yeah.
It's telling Sheretz biyada. Right.
But I thought Sheretz Biyado doesn't work.
And that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. It's Eino Matzah, Lelo Tahar, Melo Tame. Now we're saying a different idea. According to your thought process, that you can put into effect something shouldn't take effect, that for the future. So I have a good idea. Let's go to the mikvah that when I become Tomei tomorrow, it should be mitar me for tomorrow. It's like I should put it in place for the future.
There's a physical issue here. That, as I understand it, for a mikvah to be mitar, there cannot be a chatzitza. Right? The mikvah water has to have access to the entire item.
Okay.
Wherever the tumma is touching the item, the water does not have access.
A light touch doesn't preclude that. And you use that when you travel your kelim.
What doesn't
the light touches enough of a touch in Mitami?
What?
Okay. Now, they said, let's put in place Metilin Kli Tome, the tire, Yetvilu Kli, the Cheshiyatame, the tire. So let's be terrible Kli that when tomorrow Tuma touches it, the Mikul will be Matire it then. So Shroman Achailin. So we see that what happens is the case over there, the tumma touches it, it becomes tameh, and the mikvah is matayer it. So if that's the parallel that you're drawing to Neder, so we see that we're seeing that what happens in Neder is that it takes effect, and then the hafara is mevatel it. So the tumma takes effect, and then the mikvah is matayer it. So you were medayik from the ratio of the argument that the Chachamim say that they learned Rabbi Eliezer meant to say it's not chal at all. You were medayik from the sefer what the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Eliezer. What Rabbi Eliezer either said A or B. There's the ratio of the Chachamim responding to Rabbi Eliezer and saying, listen, you said it's not chal. Well, but what do you do with the case of mikvah? They said in the case of the sefer, they're saying you're saying that it's chal and that it's botel. What do you do in the case of the mikvah? Another case of mikvah. Right? So, the case over here. So, the more answers, Amri, Rabbanu Lekaim Elohim, the time of Rabbi Eliezer. They're not sure what Rabbi Eliezer holds. So, they're responding to Rabbi Eliezer. So, Rabbi Eliezer, if you hold that it's not chal at all, we have an argument. If you hold that it's chal and it's batel, we also have an argument. So, we're both saying both arguments. So we don't know. So, you come like you have no proof from the Chachamim's response to Rabbi Eliezer what Rabbi Eliezer held. Because the Chachamim, from this Bryce indicates that the Chachamim were not sure what Rabbi Eliezer held. Welcome, come relate. My sir lecha. Chom says Rabbi Eliezer. Isir lecha the chaylin ubetaylin. If you hold what you meant to say was that the neder is chal, and then the hafar is mevatel it, it's made for it. So if that what you're saying is true, I have a. If that's what you meant to say, I have a right against you from the clay, as we just said, of the kli. It's a heavy kli to yuftay. The case we would have said on the top of Ayvam and Aleph, where they're saying the Cheshiyat Tamei Litoyer. Okay, and Eloisir Lachad the Chaylin, if you hold it's not Chal at all, to have a mikvah to Yuftech. So, in the case before, the touching the tomb and the mikvah, that should be the Kash on you. So, I have no raya one way or the other what from this price. Okay. Zogt around. Toshma, bottom, four lines at the bottom. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, mikra yechiyach shemalis a tamei mitumosin bein amatzah lo tahor me l'tamei. So according to this girsa, the raya is right there, like Russell was asking. Kal girsa b'mixas ha-svarim. Appears Harav or Boruch Zal. So according to this version of the text, Vachem Leil Rav Liyaz Hechi Dat Kavu Chermer. How can you make the Kavu Chermer which goes like this? Shiyosu Hu Roy Sheet Lis Battle Mashal Ochali Surai Adayin Imasha Karchal Chal. How can you make the Kavu Chermer in saying that if I can have an impact on something that's already chal, Kal v'chomer, I can have an impact on something which wasn't chal yet, because not being chal yet is more lenient than being chal already. Right? So if that's your Kal v'chomer, so mikra yuchiyach, I've arrived from mikra that logic is not true. Shematayr satmeim achas shayardel hem tuma ben amatzal taharim. So it doesn't prevent tumor from taking effect, even not only in the future, but even while you're in the mikvah, doesn't prevent it. So that was what the Chacham said to Rav Eliezer. What we see from our purposes is how they understood Rav Eliezer's din, which is what the Rosh Hashanah was. So Shraminoa, Lechailit, that. They heard Rabbi Eliezer saying it's not chal. And they're saying, well, what about the case of mikvah? You have answers. The ha'amulay mikvah yichiach shenu matzel. It's not matzel. You're saying that by the case of hafora, the pre neder hafora is matzel. There should never be a neder. So what about case of mikvah? It should be matzel. There should never be tuma, and that's not true. But that's what they understood Rabbi Eliezer saying. Shein matzel, it's not matzel. It doesn't prevent it from taking effect. Amar l'fum kamal chaver d'Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer's kamal chaver was being said that hayaroi l'mikva sheyatzel lo yavli de tavol l'chlal tuma. Kehechad abal ma'akev nidra ishtar shelo yachavu. So that's the raya that you see that Rabbi Eliezer said it's not chal. So the Rana mixes nuschi garsi hachi. Ma mikra shemala is a tamei mi tumosus. Ero matzal ala tahar milatame. Other shenu mala is a tamei mi tumosus. And additional yatzal ala tahar milatame. That's the guess that we have. Rachi berusha. Ma mikra. Alvish a malas a tamei mi tumosus. Ero matzal ala tahar milatame. So the mikvah does not prevent tuma. Kreshinan mi vehanugeh meni l'sum yitmoh. Hilomar filu hei masechamayim. So that's the din of what we call tevel sheretz yalei. Okay. Adam shenu malas a tuma tamei mi tumasa. Shimbola adam tor tabas tamei. So he swallowed this ring which was tame, and then he spat it out. He regurgitated. A dying tumah, so that we don't say the fact that it was absorbed into his body removed the tumah. That when it comes out, it's tor. So enodin, isn't it? According to this argument, shel yatzal ala tahar milatame, it should not prevent tumah. Shim bola tabas tahar. Michlus arlemes shel yatzal ala tabas milakabel tumah. So according to your thought process,
why is it any different than he swallowed it, than he touched it?
There's a halacha of the person swallows a ring which is tor. He walks in the El Mace. So the halach is that he becomes tamei because he's in the El Mace. He's in the room with a mace, but the ring remains tor because the ring is swallowed. He then walks out of the El Mace and he goes through the 7 days of the process of being Matar himself. And now he's Torah, the ring comes out, the ring's still Torah. Because it wasn't Makabal Tuma, because it's swallowed, even though he became Tomei. So there's a din of that Tahara Balua, if you have something which is Torah, which is in a state of being absorbed, it was absorbed into the body, it doesn't get tumba.
So this is the second case.
And vice versa, if you'd have a ring which is tame, which he swallowed, then he went into the mikvah, the ring is not tore, even though he is. Because tuma blua, he swallowed a tummy ring which is tummy, and then he goes to the mikvah. So I didn't say a case of tummy mace. Tummy mace is more complicated because the paraduma, a tuma which goes off through mikvah, the mikvah doesn't work for tuma blua does not become torah in a mikveh. Tuma blua, the more talked about a case where a kelev rips off a kezias from the Mishnah. Mishnah of the case, a kelev rips off a kezias from a mace. Kezias mace is matama boil. It runs inside the house. Since it's swallowed, it's not matama of the house. Tuma blua is not matama. So even though there's tuma in the house, there's a kezias of mace inside this house, but it's in the dog's stomach. If a dog dies, so then it's not matzil anymore.
Then it's not
matzil. It's all, but while as long as it's a living being, whether it's a person or an animal, what's inside the stomach is irrelevant. Once it's a dead corpse, there's tumah inside there. It's the time of the bias. So we're discussing over here a case but that being said, the stomach isn't like a mikvah. So he has a ring which is tameh, which he swallows. Then later on, he vomits it out. We don't say the fact that it was in his stomach made a tor. It remains the same. So according to your logic, if that what about a case where he swallowed a ring which is tor? Does it prevent the tumor from taking effect? So we should argue, and a match for Yatzal as a tabas in the Kabbalah Tuma. And but the law is that that's not true. The filahachi matzel the tar blue lo mitama kadisa perik behem makasha. Amalekul made in Kabbalah Chaimer kiagavda. So the whole Kabbalah Chaimer is undermined. Yimashachal kvar lemashal echaladayin. The haikadine, the haikadine. So it's not you're making this Kabbalah Chaimer based on this is harder, weaker, this is stronger. That's not the point. Each one functions with its own set of rules. So hachanami. Abu Gab the Baal Mefer the Dorm Shabola Chalisser. Well, they didn't Kabbalah Chaimer. She offer a son Shaloibola Chalisser. Okay.
I mean, this seems to call into question any Kabbalah Chaimer that from two different areas of the Torah. Like in other words, even if I didn't have this, the proof against it. This price of Tosefta. I may still say, look, the different parts of the Torah. So I don't know. Maybe there's a Kabbalah Chaimer, but maybe the areas are distinct, and so the strength of the Kabbalah Chaimer is undermined.
I think the answer for that is we discussed once that Kabbalah Chaimer is exercicosav, is not a Sora.
Uh-huh.
Right, it's one of the you give me this return address, and the Rosham said I'm going to write the Torah in such a way that you're going to make parallels. So unless I have a proof that you're not supposed to make a parallel, I assume that you can make the parallel. Okay, now there's another gears over here, which, yeah. Bichesu hacha gears achrina the garsi hachi uma adam shein mala es a tamei mitumosan matzal al taher milatame adam which cannot be mala es a tamei but can be matzal. Mikvah shemal is a tamei mitumosin, and adin sheyatzal al tamei. So Kal v'chomer mikveh, which once it's the adam has no power to remove a tumah which is already there, but can prevent tumah. So according to you, a mikveh which can remove a tumah, Kal v'chomer can prevent a tumah. Upshuta he imash ksafti. Doesn't come relate. So that, based on what we've been saying, the understanding of that girsa would be the following. If your kavacharma is correct, neither nami kavacharma b'mikvah sheyatzel ala tara milatame. So, if an adam which cannot remove a tumah later on but can prevent, so mikvah which can remove a tumah later on for sure can prevent.
That's
not true. The vading mikveh in a matzil, al bishemala. So the mikveh cannot prevent, even though it can remove it once it's there. So bal nami lemaakiv chalos nidreha al bishemayfer oisot. Even though a neder which is already chalik imayfer, but the hafora can't do what you're suggesting to do, prevent. Nearly the hak yirsa the nehi the havi sagler above the maiden ki agav the mikvah shemal is a tamei mitumos and a matzil and a din shiatzal a term of the tamei. What do we need the other part of it from the mikvah itself? You can prove it like which like the first yirsa. The kavachar the daughter of Eliezer Mastisan Ahaki Bechiagav the Melchudi say, and that's how Eliezer does it in the Mishnah. He doesn't. It's not a two-step kavachar. It's a one-step kavachar. We're just saying if he can remove the dorm afterwards, sure he can prevent the dorm. So if you can remove tumah afterwards, you can sure can prevent tumah. What do you need the autumn part of it? So in economy, he could have done that. That would be enough to realize that the Chaman's point would be valid. We see that this idea of comparing before and afterwards doesn't work. They're making the question even stronger. We're making a double kavachomer that not only is it there's a logic which says that once it's there it's hard to remove and therefore it should for sure prevent, but by a case of Adam we actually see that it can't remove it too much of the already there, but can prevent. So kavachomer over here. So I have now my own logic that preventing is easier than once it's chal, and I actually have a din which is like that, and still the mikveh doesn't work like that. So you can't compare the things. So he's marking with a rikshi. He's he's been putting on two shoulders. Mechumer v'kula the ma'id the chal ma'id lo chal. There's one kavachomer of before and afterwards. Or excuse me, afterwards and then before. Do me the kavachomer the daughter of Eliezer, and furthermore, umichumer v'kula the other. So, and furthermore, we see this logic in adam and mikvah. Umuchale da'avu gav the high kavachomer other tzvei day. So this is such a compelling kavachomer, but the mice it's not true. For the hachi lo dinin olay. The Alma Lekel the Menin Kol B'Chomer Mimay Dechal Amay Delechal the High Kedinei the High Kedinei. Before and afterwards have different dinim. You can't make a Kal B'Chomer. That's what we're concluding. Kol Shem the Lekel the Menin Kal B'Chomer the Bliyaz or the Kolish Tvei. Okay. And I'm a High Kal B'Chomer also the Mifrach Kal B'Chomer the Bliyaz or the Brice of Mamokam Shein Mefer Nidre Atzel Kishiyot Miyader V'Havei Kal B'Chomer Duma Lahid Mamish. We'll have to do the last line tomorrow.